Maestris, Perk Bays, Mishnah Vav. Ha'imel Chavera, Halach Isser Zeb, Esser Tainim Shaverly. The buyer tells the seller, take this Isser for the 10 Tainim that I'm going to choose for myself. Boyre Va'oichel. So the buyer is allowed to go and cut off each fig and eat them one by one. And the Rav says that if he would cut off more than one, and like we said in the previous mission, he was mitzarif with more than one, so two or more, so there he'd be chayv to take off trumas. However, since he didn't do that, in this case, boyre va'oichel, he can still boyre means to choose. He can keep choosing, keep plucking away, and keep eating it one at a time. Be'eshkol sha'overli, or if he says, I'm going to choose a cluster of grapes. Megarger va'oichel, so you can take each grape off and eat them one by one. Now, the Tiferes Yisrael explains, and he's medayik, so while it's on before he plucks it, it's not a nigmar malachto, because you still have to cut it off. But what if he would take off the whole eshkol, the whole cluster, so that's a gemar malacha, and then he would have a chiv of taking off maestras, because we know that a kinyan, a mekach, is considered a gemar malacha, as long as, again, it's detached. And since he would detach this large cluster all at once, then he would be chayiv. But here, even though mekach is a kinyan, and it happens once you detach it, still when it's only one grape at a time, that's not enough to be a koveya, to be considered a gemar malacha. So similarly, berimon shavrali, the guy says the same thing by a pomegranate. So pirate, so you could take a small little piece of the pomegranate, va'oichel, and you can eat that as long as the pomegranate is still attached. I guess he would somehow take off the klipa, the shell of the pomegranate, and he would take like little pieces, little seeds, and eat them one by one. Bavatiach sha'overli, saifis v'eichel. He says he wants a melon, like a watermelon, that he wants to choose for himself. Saifis means, the Rav says, he cuts off a very small piece, and he can eat a very small piece, again, one by one. Avalam omerloi, be'estrim te'inim elu. However, if he says, I want, not that I'm going to choose, but he picks a specific 20 figs, b'shnei eshkoilus elu, or two clusters, not just one cluster. So now you're not going to say, even if you take, we're going to see that even if you take off one, it's not the Gemar Malach, because he specifically specified two. B'shnei rimoinim elu, two rimoinim. B'shnei avatichim elu, two avatichim, two melons. Oichel kedarko upater. He can eat it the normal way, and he's pater. Mibnei shekonabu mechuba lekarko. Because in these cases, he was koinim mechuba lekarko. He detached it. So here it's different, because when he's koinim more than one, he becomes, like the Tiferes Yisrael explains, he becomes like the Baal Hagina. And this is brought down from the Rash. The Tosfos Yom Tov brings this down too. Because if he's cutting off more than one, it's almost like his own little garden. And because he's like a Baal Hagina in his own garden, we know that the person that owns the garden, if he's not going to take it to sell it, but he's going to keep it for himself, the Kvius Meiser only happens when he brings it into his house. It's the same thing over here. Since the guy is cutting off more than one, so he's the Baal Hagina, and he's Potter, and he doesn't have to take off Meisers.